Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Aziz dan Asyaraf Arif Billah Hazrat Akbas Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. The title is Kya Asar Tha Risalat Ki Sham Mein. Noore Sunnat Hai Kono Makam Mein Kya Tajalli Thi Tere Bayan Mein. نور سنت ہے کونو مقامے کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں عبد سلطان خرے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شاہ میں عبد سلطان خرے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں فرق کالے و گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں فرق کالے و گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربہ میں یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربہ میں جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کام راہ وہ دونوں جہاں میں جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کام راہ وہ دونوں جہاں میں ہو قمر جس میں ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائی اختر بیان میں آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائی اختر بیان میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقامے کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد beautiful بيان of our honorable illustrious dada sheikh ari billah rome waq tabrizi zamana mujaddid zamana hazrat shah ki muhammad akhtar sahab nawar allah marqadahu which allah taala is blessed with the company of the mashayikh from so to say childhood days And we see the effect that Allah has given Hazrat such kamal that for us Hazrat has been left behind, so to say, in this zamana to teach us the road how to get connected to Allah Ta'ala. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has sent us here and Allah Ta'ala has made us the honorable creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ashraful makhlukat, in order to get the greatest gift, and that is the love of Allah. The love of Allah ta'ala is so valuable, that all the effort in the world, virtually we can't get the love of Allah. But on the other hand, a pious servant says, oh Allah, you are so great, you are so valuable. To get you is, so to say, impossible. But you have made yourself, so to say, so cheap. A person, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that a person who desires from the bottom of the heart to want Allah, Allah will definitely come in his heart. So Allah has brought us here, let us make that intention myself first, that we have come here for our Islam, the company of our Shaykh, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can get this connection with Allah ta'ala. And how to get this? Allah ta'ala said, very simple, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And this is what the Hazrat is explaining here. This was the fikr of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we gain this love of Allah and this connection with Allah ta'ala? And that fikr and concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so great that a nation that was virtually lost, was so to say impossible, that these people could come onto that path that will be connected to Allah ta'ala. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed that the fikr that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, he turned the tables in a few days, and in few minutes, people that were heading towards Jahannam, and now they became Allah Akbar. So beautifully it is said, Jor fishani teri, jo khatra samja, darfi, darya nikla. That your fikr and your concern, O beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people who thought it was just a drop, it became an ocean. Jo be raate, ore oro ku hadi banaya. That those that were lost, you made them the guides of others. And till today, our guides are the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So here Hazrat is saying that all this, how this reality came into being. Kya asarta shan risalat ki shami. What was the effect in the nabuwat, the effort of nabuwat of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. That till the day of Qiyamah, the noor of nabuwat will be shining and is shining. Whether people are trying to put off the light of Allah and the noor of nabuwat, it's impossible. Allah Ta'ala says, all they can do, يُرِيدُونَ أَيُّرْفِيُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They will just try and control the propaganda machine, that is the media, etc. And sadly, if we fall into the trap of shaitan, we say it's propaganda. Propaganda is lies. But we still say, I must listen to the news. You listen to the news, you fall into the trap of shaitan. The real news is the news that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. Kitabullah, as we heard, how beautiful was the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it known to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum who are lost, that what is the word of Allah, then a person like Ikrama ibn Abu Jahl, that is a person who grew up in the house of the arch enemy, the worst Fir'aun that came onto the earth, Abu Jahl, Allah Ta'ala granted him Hidayat, the son of Abu Jahl, Ikrama, radiallahu ta'ala an. When he used to pick up Quran Sharif, he used to kiss it, and he used to fall unconscious. And then when he used to come back to his senses, he used to say, Haza kalamu Rabbi. This is the word of my Allah. And Allahu Akbar. This was the miracle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how fortunate are we, through the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the other Anbiya, their miracles came and lasted till they were in the world. The miracle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is everlasting. Qur'an-i Kareem. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, get connected to Qur'an-i Kareem and you'll get direct correction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what was the effort of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so magnificent. In the shortest period, within a period of 23 years, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed the darkness, which Allah Ta'ala gives an indication, ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ, layers and layers of darkness. And this is spiritual darkness. Every type of evil that you could think of was prevalent in the time before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the nur, the nabuwat. Before that, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala didn't know what was insaniyat. They didn't know how to love like human beings. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his message, قُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُ, that all you have to say and realize, take out everything from your heart and bring one Allah into our heart. Take away your mind from everything. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the kalima to sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and when that nur started penetrating their heart, and they said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, then Hazrat is saying here so beautifully, Nur e sunnat hai ko wa maqame, kya tajalli ki teri bayan mein. What was the effect of the splendor of the nur of iman that Allah put in the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That hearts that were dead, that were harder than rock, they became such hearts that whoever wants guidance anymore has to follow. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu kama amana an-nas. That anybody after the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, if you want to check your iman, then check your iman according to the level of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they gave away all ties besides Allah Ta'ala, whether it was family ties, whether it was money, whether it was position, and they sacrificed everything when the nur of iman penetrated the heart from the Mubarak, the beautiful chest of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, sit in the company of the righteous and pious servants of Allah. Then iman will penetrate your heart. Otherwise, Allahu Akbar. Judge Akbar ibn Ilah Abadi was outwardly in dunya, he had a post of the chief justice at that time. But when he came into the company of the friends of Allah, then many beautiful poems he said, for me to take a lesson for all of us. He said, Na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. If you want deen, that is, you want the nur of iman and the love of Allah to penetrate your heart, then you realize, jis fiza mein bhi ho, jahan mein bhi ho, taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ki paband rahe. Wherever I can be in the world, anywhere, in any space, alone or in company, my taqwa must always be salamat. And Allah who gave me my life, Allah who is controlling my life, how can I displease my Allah? If Allah is unhappy with me for a moment, then my life is in misery. And how to keep Allah Ta'ala happy? That I must be paban on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, this doesn't come by just reading the kitab and by just talking about it. And even by standing in a path of Allah, you'll have to sit in the company of the men of Allah. Then that nur of iman will penetrate your heart and with an open heart. So Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize that Allah brought us here so this nur of iman, and we can get an iota of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Then see, your deen is not just easy, it's enjoyable. To practice deen is enjoyable, and deen is very easy. And the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful way of life. So in that short period, the effort that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, Hazrat says that throughout the world, the nur of sunnah has spread. And till today, with all the effort of shaitan and his allies, trying to put off the nur of sunnah, they can't put off the nur of sunnah. Allah Ta'ala says that this will remain forever and ever. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and make us among those honorable servants that remain firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this time and age that we are living in, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already over 1400 years gave glad tidings. Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Islam started like a strange entity. That people say, what is this? Breaking family ties, etc. Today the same thing is being told. If you want to be firm on sunnah, you want to be firm on the commands of Allah Ta'ala, don't go into gatherings where there's mixed gatherings, then they say, no, you're breaking the peace. You're breaking the unity. Whereas unity is only, وَاتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold firm onto the rope of Allah, that is Qur'an-i Kareem. And the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed, by Allah Ta'ala, there's no distinction as far as your color, your creed, your position. You can be the wealthiest man, you can be the king, you can be the slave. In the court of Allah Ta'ala, all is equal, dependent on how much effort we make here to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that at that time, when the world was lost, people were slaves were treated so ill, and were treated like scum of the earth, and people thought that they are honorable nation. But Allah, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made such an effort and made them realize, Abdo Sulta Karehe Ek Safme, Kya Asarta Risalat Kishame. What was the effect of the splendor of the effort of Nabuwat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started alone, nobody to help Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the first support to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And it shows that Allah ta'ala gives honor to those who serve the deen of Allah ta'ala. And that is true honor. Today, sadly, our women folk don't know what is their honor and want to be out of the home. Women folk supposed to be concealed and hidden. And they are those hidden supports that will bring out nations of mujahideen. And that was, Hazrat Khadija, our honorable beloved mother, was the first support of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Then from the youngster, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And then see how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's effort and concern and fikr for the whole ummah, how that nur of the sunnah and the nur of iman spread. And now you couldn't make out the difference. When azan was called out, Allahu Akbar, on the occasion of Fatah Makkah, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Makkah Sharif, and everybody was worried, as Hazrat says in the poem, that those people who threw thorns in your path, like Hazrat Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha, all they were worried, what's going to happen now? Because when the kings, they take over any land, then they first capture and put all those rulers and they put them in jail. They, so to say, disgrace them. But when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Makkatul Mukarramah, with his head, so to say, bowed down onto his conveyance, like making sajda, as an honorable, very, very humble personality. And Hinda came out in the darkness of the night quietly to see what's going to happen. There's going to be bloodshed. But what she saw, somebody is buzzing, making ruku, somebody making sajda, somebody in tawaf, that heart that was harder than rock melted and became a heart that was became full of iman and full of nur. So Hazrat says here so beautifully, how you wipe out all the distinctions, that who is a slave and who is the king, you stand in the same stuff in the masjid. Nobody can pay for his stuff, that this is my place. You can build a masjid yourself. You got no right to pay that this is my place. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that we should understand and realize that honor is only by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says clearly, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Honor belongs to Allah. And then Allah gives honor to whom He desires, the greatest honor to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the true believers. So Hazrat says here, فَرْكَ kale wa غُورِ kartune. Kis tarah se mitaya jahame. How did you wipe out from the face of the earth the distinction between white and black, different colors, different creeds? Clearly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, لَا فَضْلَ لِعَرَبِينَ عَلَىٰ جَمِينَ. There's no virtue of Arabs over non-Arabs, or non-Arabs over Arabs, إِلَّا لِلتَّقْوَى. How much we make an effort to get the taqwa, and thus you'll only get, Allah Ta'ala said, كُونُوا مَا الصَّارِقِينَ. Be in the company of the righteous, pious servants of Allah Ta'ala. And then we see when Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this honorable occasion, now when Fatah Makkah took place, and now it was time to give azan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that Bilal radiallahu will give the azan. Allahu Akbar. Those Arabs that still did not accept Islam, their hearts were burning. Some of them even commented that Allahu Akbar. It's not even worth saying those words, but they said that could Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only find this black crow to give azan, such an honorable occasion. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them, Jibreel alayhi salam came to what wahi down. Abu Sufyan was also in that gathering, still didn't accept Islam. And he said, I won't say anything, because just now he will be informed by Allah. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him, what you said? He said that this is what we said. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you all are void of iman, and you all are worthless at the moment. Bilal has got the nur of iman in his heart. So his value is far above your value. So Allah Ta'ala showed that how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed all the distinction between color and creed. And all this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed. Ye ta teri ulami ka sadqa. Shani sultaniya shutar bami. And those who became the true followers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and tooth and nail they followed the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were like awed that Allah Ta'ala in a short while showed that how they conquered Rome and how they conquered Persia and all those, the wealth of the world came at their feet, but it had no value to them. And once upon a time, they were like ordinary shepherds and they were like ordinary humble slaves. But Allah Ta'ala shows when we give our life to Allah and the love of dunya comes out of the heart, Allah will give us dunya at our feet. First of all, myself. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize this reality. Then Hazrat says here, look at the effect of the effort of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his concern and the love for every human being. Jisne kaante bichaye te dekha, gul bada tere boss dame. Those people who we saw throwing literally stones in your path, throwing stones in your path. Those who anthropomorphized caused harm to you, bodily harm also, they became, Allahu Akbar, the beautiful roses of your garden, Allahu Akbar. Today we take their name with honor, that so much so, that the aqeedah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is, that the Sahaba Radhiyallahu reached such a high position, that after them the greatest Wali Khan reached the rank of the lowest Sahabi. And this was the sohbat and the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Iman penetrated their hearts, that they will sacrifice family ties, everything, but they will never sacrifice Iman. So we also have to realize in this time and age particularly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us of the fitna of Duhaima. Sahaba was shocked, what is this fitna? So you'll get up in the morning, you'll have Iman. Before you go to bed, you won't know you lost our Iman. So we have to be worried today that Allah save, protect our Iman. And this can only get protected when we keep firm onto the lifestyle of our pious elders, our sheikh, our mashayikh. Be firm and stay under all conditions. That is the guarantee of protection of Iman. Jo chala tere nakshe kadam par, kam rahi wo dono jahami. Hazrat says here so beautifully that only those were successful who followed in your footsteps, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever they went, in whichever environment, they were not overtaken with environment. They were not overtaken with personalities. When a delegation of Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu went to meet, so to say, foreign the delegates, and they were sitting at meals, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, sit on the floor and eat. If a morsel falls from your hand by mistake, then pick it up and eat it. Hazrat Hudhayfa ibn Rahman radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu picked it up, and one somebody sitting next to him nudged him, don't do this. In front of this people, this is not a good, it sounds unethical to them. It looks unethical. At the top of his voice he announced, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَا أُولَٰئِ الْهُمَقَى. My beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us how to love. And what is honor? Should I leave that way of life for these foolish people? So people who don't have Iman and who don't have direction on the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala save us. We should stay away. And that is why we have to be worried in whose company we keep. Till our last moment, we keep the wrong company at any time, Allah Ta'ala save us, we can lose our path. So Hazrat says, and this was Hazrat's famous poem also, Naqshe Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kehe Jannat ki raaste. Allah Ta'ala, Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate Sunnat ki raaste. We want to reach our eternal abode Jannat, that is only the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And our Dada Shaykh and Hazrat used to explain so beautifully, Jannat is still far. You'll get something greater than Jannat. Is Jannat more valuable or the creator of Jannat? In this world, Allah Jalla Jalalu se milati sunnat ki raaste. And in this world, when Sahaba tasted that connection with Allah Ta'ala, then Allahu Akbar, they said that the way Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put the love of Allah in our heart, if Jannat had to be presented in front of us, our Iman wouldn't increase. So Allah Ta'ala give me an out of this reality. And then Hazrat is explaining, what was the majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And just carried on along the line till today, we see our pious elders in their majlis. What is that scene when you walk into the majlis? Ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan, aapte mehfile akhtarame. And look at Hazrat Allahu Akbar. Hazrat's choice of words in it is beyond me to explain this. But through the barakat of our Shaykh, we give our own useless explanation. Allah Ta'ala put the reality in my heart. That Hazrat says that it was when the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to take place, It was like the beautiful, very brilliant 14 full moon sitting in front, who is presenting the majlis. And around a 14 full moon, Anjum mein Roshan, the whole gathering of the stars around the 14 full moon. In other words, those same Sahaba that once a time were lost, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ashabi kan nujum, فَبِأَيِّمْ اِخْتَدَيْتُمْ اِخْتَدَيْتُمْ. My Sahaba are like guiding stars. Follow any one of them. Today, people that are druggies, people that are lost, we call them our stars. Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us, open the eyes of our hearts and realize the real stars are the Sahaba and those that are following in the footsteps of Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. And today, our pious and righteous elders, so Hazrat says, Aapke mehfile akhtarame, that it was like, so to say, who were sitting all the Sahaba, like they were all the beautiful stars shining in the gathering, and you were the bright 14 full moon. And where can the 14 full moon compare to the beautiful noor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anhu says so beautifully, Li shamsun walil afaqi shamsun, that I have got a special sun, and the sun of the horizon of the skies has got a sun also. The difference is, very big difference. The difference is, the sun rises in the sky in the morning, early morning, and my sun rises Ba'd al-Isha. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes home, then it is like the bright sun came into my house. See, if I couldn't find my needle, and it, in that small house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the king of both the world, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, the love of Allah is far greater than the value of this whole world and everything. See, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fall, just enter my the house, then brightness used to spread, and I could find my needle. And finally, Hazrat teaches me and all of us, Aapki shani be intihaku, kis tarah laye akhtar bayame. Hazrat explaining that what can the whole world put together, the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can never explain. Your honor and your personality alone is so great. Then your connection and your love that Allah Ta'ala has got for you, how can we explain that reality? So myself, all of us, Allah make us realize, we are the ummat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have to come back onto the road of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah Ta'ala again will give us honor, and Allah raise us under the flag of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the barakat of our Shaykh and our Mashayikh.